try to be a good girl for Daddy. Most of the time, I am. I take care of Daddy just like I've been trained. I cuddle up in his lap when he wants. I get his drink and rub his back when he's had a hard day of work. And I always make my warm, wet mouth available to him to use whenever he wants. Daddy tells me I suck his cock like such a good baby girl. I make sure my whole body is available to make Daddy feel good. That's what good baby girls should do. Most of the time, Daddy tells me what a good girl I am. But sometimes, I'm a bad girl. I don't mean to be, but I can't help it. When Daddy's at work, I am not allowed to touch his toys. The toy I want to play with the most is the one between my legs. I can feel it, aching, throbbing, so wet. I don't want to touch, but I need to. That toy belongs to Daddy, and it's wrong to touch it without his permission. But I can't help it. My fingers find their way to Daddy's toy, and it feels so good. But Daddy always knows when I misbehave. He knows when he gets home that I've touched his toys. When I'm bad, Daddy tells me I need to be punished. Daddy knows just how to treat his baby girl when she's bad. He knows how much I love Spanx, so that's not how he punishes me. Daddy's punishment is much meaner. When I'm naughty, Daddy brings home another baby girl to play with, and he makes me watch. Daddy knows how much I hate it, and how wet it gets me to watch. Daddy tells me to kneel next to them, and he makes me touch his toy. But I'm not allowed to come, no matter how badly I want to. I get so close, but I know the punishment will only be worse if I come, so I can be a good girl. Daddy is so gentle at first. He uses his mouth on her, tells her how good she tastes. Sometimes Daddy makes me taste too. It makes Daddy's toy throb, and when it comes so bad it hurts. Daddy fucks his new baby girl so slow and gentle. Tells her how good she feels, what a good girl she is, as I kneel and rub, wanting it so bad. Then, Daddy isn't so nice to his new toy. He yanks her hair, slaps her pretty face, and fucks every hole with his big, beautiful cock. Daddy is so rough with his toys sometimes, but I can tell by her screams and moans how good it feels. It's so fucking sexy when Daddy abuses his toys. Daddy knows just how I like to be fucked, and he makes me watch when he does it to another girl. He wraps his hand around her throat and looks at me. He tells me this is what good girls get, as he pounds his new toy over and over again. I try to look away, try to stop touching, but it feels so good. I'm at the edge when he makes her taste herself on his cock. He pushes it deep into her throat. I know what comes next. I want it so bad, all for myself, but I'm a bad girl. Daddy grunts and feeds all his yummy cum to her. She gags. It's always such a big load. My mouth waters as she scoops it into her mouth. Then Daddy gets off the bed and points at me. "Use her," he says. And they do, some gently, so harshly. But I'm their bitch until Daddy's seen enough. Then comes the worst part. Daddy asks me if I liked what I saw. He asks how wet it made his toy. He asks if I want to come. He makes me beg for it. "Please, Daddy, I'm sorry. Please, I need to come. I'll do anything. Please. Sometimes, Daddy makes me suck his cock while I beg. It always ends the same way. When I'm nearly in tears from desperation, he stands up. Only good girls get to come. And you're a bad girl, Daddy says. Then he sends me away, soaked, throbbing, so frustrated, to think about what I've done. I promise to be a good girl and crawl to bed. I fall asleep thinking about Daddy fucking me like he fucked the other girl, and hope he'll use me tomorrow night. I know I'll be a good girl for him tomorrow.